podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Elaine Coe reporting for AvWeb. We talked with Judy Rice about her recently completed Around the World flight for Think Global Flight, promoting science, technology, engineering, and math education, all in an aviation context. We also talked about what's next for the organization.
It has been a labor of love for a little over 10 years now. It's taken that long to build that many students. Mm-hmm. It was at the very beginning of the project that I thought in my brain, if I could just get at least 10,000 kids all over the world, that would be outstanding. And it just grew and grew and grew. And it was about 5 years ago when it just really escalated. So the biggest accomplishment, of course, it isn't easy flying around the world in what people call a small airplane. But the biggest accomplishment is all the kids that we touched.
What was your day like when you made a stop?
So the kids were very prepared. They were very aware of what Think Global Flight and Captain Judy was all about. Okay. They've studied the route. They understood the airplane. They saw all the changes. They went through the changes from the Cirrus airplane to the light jet. They knew the reasons. So when we arrived, some of the countries the kids weren't allowed on the ramp, such as China, but many of the countries they were. We were greeted by the kids and the students. And then we were pulled into a room for media, and we had press conferences. Then I generally held classroom time with the students. China was beautiful classroom time. We just pulled up a great big circle. All the students sat around me. With some of the countries, like China, of course, we had translators. I really asked all the students to answer their questions in English, and of course, we had some very shy students because, of course, aviation, English is the language of choice. So that is generally the day. So we would land anywhere from noon to 3 o'clock, depending on how long a leg it was. We would go until about 5 o'clock. We'd have dinner with the educators, a couple of locations. We had dinner with students and educators. We'd fall over, go to sleep, get up bright and early, usually 5, 6 o'clock. They had to take a very hard look at weather and our flight plan, and we'd do it all over again.
You had originally planned to do the around the world trip in a Cirrus SR-22, and you had switched to the Citation jet.
My heart is really with propellers. However, we had issues with 100 low lead in Russia,
and this started
about 5 years ago. So we thought, what should we be looking at? And at that time, the owner, Ardwin Freight, Edwin Sahakian, and his partner heard about the project, said that he loves the project, always wanted to fly around the world, but has never wanted to do it on his own. So how would I like to fly his airplane around the world with him right seat? So I got my multi-engine, got Citation rated, and there we went. And it's a great airplane for the job.
Along with promoting the STEM subjects in classrooms around the world, you've also encouraged more young women to get into these fields. Can you talk a little bit about the gender gap you've observed in aviation?
There is a huge gender gap. That is where America exceeds, is that the female population is the largest. It's still very small in aviation in America, but fairly non-existent in a lot of the countries. Saudi Arabia is another example. I wore a veil in Saudi Arabia, and I was very respectful to their culture. But as far as showing up in my pilot bars, it was not very accepted. We flew around the world, of course, as a crew. It was much easier to do. But you show up in some of the countries with your white shirt and your pilot bars, and it's not very well received. There are some countries that are really moving ahead. China's one of them is that they want to welcome any student that would like to learn to fly. Most of the students that are participating in every country are male, however. We still have a lot of work to do with the females regardless. America has, in all the students that I have participating in all countries, America has the most females participating. The whole experience was positive, very well received. I respected the cultures, and I was respected in return.
What countries do you plan to visit on your next trips abroad?
China's the big one. China, right. And Japan, okay. Madrid. You know, these countries, one of them in particular, we will be making history. So we really have big plans. I have many of the governments and certainly the flight schools behind me on all this that will be providing airplanes. And we'll start with those three, and then we'll continue to grow. Trinidad is another one that we couldn't visit. So, you know, looking forward to with Navigator Fred going down to Trinidad sometime in the near future. We have a huge following down on the islands down in that area. And then we have some offers to actually fly within certain countries where Captain Judy flies around in hopefully a propeller airplane. That's really where my heart lies, sure. Although this jet was a beautiful one for the job.
Can you tell us some of the next steps looking ahead on the educational aspect?
Next step will be using the GoPro video, and GoPro did donate the camera, using some of the live footage for apps, for STEM and STEAM apps, also for adults. We'll be putting together some real short clips of, science. Let's just use Density Altitude, for an example, is that Captain Judy is taking off in this jet, give the engine, give the short runway. You know, what does Captain Judy need to do, and what is Density Altitude, by the way? We're at a high airport. How much runway will Captain Judy use? And then we actually use footage of takeoffs. So that's an example of some of the apps. We'll have the students doing some of the math, writing a book course about the experience, incorporating a lot of the photos that we've taken. We're going to continue until we have reached every single student and adult that we can. For viewers, it's thinkglobalflight.org. So be sure that you follow us on Facebook, social media, and the website. Stay tuned for further adventures with Captain Judy, because this is just the beginning.